Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kyoto resident Mike Vincent, who has been named president of the Iowa Wine Growers Association.
How did you get into winemaking?
Well, that's an interesting question. We owned an insurance agency in the Des Moines area, and we sold it to our son back in 2009 or so, and we've had the farm down here. It's an old family farm for several years, and so we decided to move back here and take on an agricultural enterprise, and that one thing led to the other, from the grapes to the winemaking to the event center, and so now it's just kind of evolved to what we have today.
What have you enjoyed about having this vineyard and making wine here in southeastern Iowa?
To contrast that with what we did before, in the insurance industry, we were primarily customer service oriented, but here we get a chance to craft the product. We get to make the wine. We get to develop what it is that we want to work with. And so, and second to that is being, in agriculture again, back, growing something and, working in the vineyard, making the grapes, and that whole aspect is just very, very enjoyable by itself.
How does it feel to be named president of the Iowa Wine Growers Association?
Actually, it's really a lot of fun. I've been on the board for 5 years now. This will be my sixth year. I've been vice president for 2 or 3 years, and it's a great team to work with. It's sad to see certain board members go off the board once their terms are up, but then we always get new people that are great to work with as well. So the industry in winemaking is completely different than what the insurance industry is. Insurance is pretty competitive, whereas in winemaking and selling wine, most of the wineries, we all work together just to be able to better the industry.
And for the IWGA, are there any changes that you're looking to make within the association and what you do as president?
This isn't my first opportunity to be president of an organization, an association like this. And what I've always enjoyed about working with these types of groups is developing a very strong committee structure so that it's not just a board or executive officers who sit back and make decisions. But I think it's really important to involve as many of the memberships that want to be involved. So we developed, I think there's 7 committees, and we're recruiting and asking for volunteers, members of our association to sit on those committees and help us, achieve as much as we can during this next year.
For some Iowans, they might only really see what the IWGA does at the state fair, if they go over to where the organization is set up there with all the grape stomping and whatnot. If you could tell me what it is that the IWGA is doing throughout the year for wine growers.
This year, there's 2 main projects. This year is we're rolling out a brand new, it's a branding program. So you'll see more branding about Iowa wines in general. And we have a marketing director, Nicole Eilers, who's in charge of that program. So that's going to be an important thing for us to do this year. The second thing we do is we help support at Iowa State University the Midwest Grape and Wine Industry Institute. It's kind of like a research arm of our association, but it's headquartered at Iowa State, and we receive a lot of support from them. They do a lot of our wine testing, our quality control. They even have sensory panels that will taste wines and give a up or down grade on whether it's a good wine or not. That's a very important part, almost a sister organization that we work very closely with throughout the year to just help the quality of Iowa wines and the winemakers make better wines throughout the year.
How do you think the landscape has changed for Iowa wine growers in the 6 years or so that you've been serving on the board and being a wine grower yourself?
That's an interesting question. That's because our industry changes a lot because of new developments, not only in the techniques for growing grapes and for winemaking, but also because in the northern climate, we are constantly seeing new varieties introduced, new varieties of grapes. If you go to California, you have Merlot, you have Cabernet, Chardonnay, all of those ones that we've heard of for years and have been growing for hundreds of years, and everybody's kind of got all those processes figured out. But here we work with new French-American hybrids like Noray, Petite Pearl, Marquette, La Crescent, Brianna, names that aren't as familiar as the ones that are grown on the West Coast. And so we're constantly, and that's part of what the Midwest Wine and Grape Institute does, helps us to determine the processes that work the best for the grapes. And so we're seeing come to fruition a lot of that research and development, and the fact that Iowa wines are continually improving through better methods and through better processes every year.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kyoto resident and president of the Iowa Wine Growers Association, Mike Vincent. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.